Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. My goodness. It is, I'm just making this look easy. You got to admit, right? It's like the man on the flying trapeze. Oh, flying with the greatest of ease, the man on the flying trapeze. I said that last week on this podcast, and I said, if you ask me, I'll show you the picture in the Facebook group. And I didn't know you'd ask, and you did. Now I got to find a picture, and it's somewhere. It's in a suitcase of a lifetime of memories, and it's pre-digital photography. Some zoomie out there saying, what's that? Y'all didn't have digital cameras? Yeah, didn't have a remote control either. It's Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Why a boring life is a boss life. We'll talk about the day. Be a boss at everything you do. But sometimes you don't have to work too hard to do that, because I think you're a boss already just being who you are. And I want to kind of talk you into being that person. But you got my twist on that today. And everything is a twist, because that's what we call Scott logic. I know it's a very uncommonly spoken language. It's my version of common sense. And I don't know when it was, but a long time ago, it's like Latin, I guess. A long time ago, a lot of people spoke common sense. They don't do it anymore. It's like Latin. They don't do it very often anymore. You know, I guess attorneys do it and doctors do it and stuff. They do it to be fancy and everything. Of course, it could be argued that those two groups of people don't speak common sense, right? But they speak Latin. I'm just saying. So it's your first time coming around today. Thanks for stopping in. As we're going to have some fun, teach you a couple things along the way, hopefully get you motivated and inspired. And if anything, say, how the hell does that guy get so much energy? I want me some of that. I got a little bit. I'll share it with you. I will. It's right here. But you're going to have to line up, because I don't give it out unless you stand in line. You got to do that. Shh, quiet. We're in line. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So, the Facebook group. Get over there. I'll probably stop talking about it pretty quick. We'll probably get 1,000 members, I'll stop. But if you're looking for a place to have some fun, if your sense of humor is cool, if you want to make your life good, if you want to navigate the day, if you're nice, if you're cool, you want to hang out with people like that, I can guarantee you something, okay? I moderate the group. I got some help doing that. And we were watching for good people. That's not true. We're encouraging good people. And we're watching for the others. And we're just encouraging them, the problem children. I refer them to other people. Usually other problem children. I say, hey, you're a problem child. I have another one for you. And I let them grow their family. It's awesome. I refer them to another group and block them. So if you're looking for a safe place, go to facebook.com/groups/dailyboostpodcast if you're into Facebook. And I, for so many reasons, understand why it might not be. But also, it is one of the better places to communicate with people. That's why I'm there. So why a boring life is a boss life? That is what we're talking about today. So I live kind of by a mantra. Now, let me express something, because somebody out there is going to take me completely literally. Scott, do you live by these words exactly? And all these things you say every single day, is this what you live by? Hell no. Come on. I'm a regular dude. I get out of bed in the morning. Like, what do I wake up so early for? Why do I get up so late? Oh, my God. Why does my back hurt? Crap. I got stuff to do today. Oh, no. Why do you say that? Honey, don't look at me like that. What's for breakfast? You don't have any egg whites for me? What the hell happened? That's my life, just like yours, right? But the mantras that I have, the rules I have for a living, this is what I strive to be. And everything I talk about on this show, there's nothing that, yes, I've read it. Yes, I've learned from other people along the way. But the truth is, I practice it. I do everything, and I coach everything like this, and I encourage other people to do the same thing. And do I do it all the time? No. Do I always walk by talk? Hell no, I don't do that. You know, like, you catch me in Panera Bread looking for something good to eat, and have you seen their menu? I'm not going to walk that talk sometimes. So my mantras are what they are. It's a guidepost, a guideline for me. It's something to pay attention to. And in most cases, when I write these for you, I really did not have them written down. But I thought about how I live my life. And then I wrote it down. So thanks for allowing me to do that. Almost everything in my day-to-day life should be routine. Believe that. Consistent, predictable, between the lines, boring, but occasionally it's good to get out of the box, a little on the edge, a little bit scared, a little bit excited, have some fun. But pretty much everything is kind of boring. In fact, I will go so far as to say that boring is what makes everything else possible. It's what calms you and gives you the ability to think and choose what you want to do. It's a difference between boring and exciting. Some people they just have to be so, it's like some of these folks that people on their phone, this dopamine dump people are getting all the time. That's not boring. That's dopamine. It's pumping. You may think it's boring. What are you doing? I'm just looking at my phone. Yeah. You're dumping dopamine. You're kind of getting excitement. The more you do that, the more you pump that stuff into your head, the more you get kind of oblivious to what's really just kind of cool. And that's just hanging out. I don't know if people aren't going to understand that. That's common sense. And, you know, if you're not of a certain age, you probably don't speak that, but we'll try today. I think it should be boring so you can do fun things. I'm boring, but I have a motorcycle. I'll go ride that. I'm boring, but I like to fly airplanes. Starting that training up again. I haven't flown for a couple of years now. That scares me. It's exciting. Oh, cool. My wife would like me to be more boring, by the way. The truth is you need both, don't you? But there is another truth. Most things that make you happy and successful are pretty mundane. Now, I know it's hard to see with Facebook feeds and all the social media and all the stuff going on right now. I know everybody's, you know, like Instagram getting busted left and right for all the fakery that's on Instagram right now. It's not the way it is. Life is the sun rising and the sun setting. Life is the sound of your kids and your grandkids. Life is just looking at your wife and go, ooh, my wife is she's a beautiful lady. She is. But oftentimes in fact, it took me 4 months before, this is a funny story. Can I share this with you? I'm just thinking back now. When I first met her, 4 months, and she's gorgeous. She always does modeling and everything, and she's just way above my pay grade. No, that's a lie. I'm totally worth her. Nonetheless, I didn't care. I dated her for about 4 months. I was sitting on the sofa one night in my condo, and a long time ago, and I turned to her, and you can ask her, and she'll verify this. I said, you're beautiful. She goes, oh, thank you. I said, no, you're really pretty. Thank you. I said, no, you don't get it. I just noticed you're really gorgeous. No wonder all the guys are looking at you. I didn't even understand it. And I still do that to this day. I look at her and go, wow, holy moly. She's so far above my pay grade. No, she's not. She's looking happy. We call it mutually assured destruction. That's right. Keep yourself in good shape. Keep yourself hot. Keep yourself sexy. Keep yourself attractive. Keep yourself safe. We both have our finger on the button. You know, improving your home is boring sometimes to some people, although in the era of COVID, it's exciting, isn't it? Pretty satisfying when you think about it. It used to be you had to go all the time, do all kinds of things, had to stay busy, 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 and then suddenly you couldn't. You had to stay home. All right, let's go to Home Depot, because for some reason, that was the only place we could go. Still can't figure that one out. But now I've got a nest in my home. It's kind of boring. What are you going to do today? I'm going to paint the wall. That's boring. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of enjoying it. Didn't used to like going to work and going to happy hours and all this stuff, but now hang out. Improving your home, just kind of doing little stuff like that's pretty cool. You know that. Most people aspire to spend their whole life. They work their entire career so they can sit home and be retired and do nothing. I'm telling you, it is. So what's your ultimate goal? To get to do the things you want to do. The things that make you happy in life, the basics. Paying bills. Boring. Investing. Boring. Saving. Boring. Result. Really good credit, less stress if you had no bills at all. You get to invest, you get to make more money, you get to save more money. Exciting. Yay. But the act of getting it, boring. Spending time with your family. I could probably talk with you about that a little bit. Sometimes that's not so boring. Other times it is. What do you want to do, honey? I don't know. That's about it. Sometimes it's kids, sometimes it's grandkids. It's not boring, is it? But it's like, oh God, send them away. But still, when you think about it, if you have a good balanced family life, it's comfortable. Comfortable is boring. Regular life is pretty boring, but it is those constant routines, those consistent things that you do that are boring, that are focused essentially on what is essential. It's allow you to have incredible highs in your life. So have fun and stick to what feels comfortable and working for you, but stay in the boring zone. I've often said this, you know, because in my world, a lot of people will say the words, you know, get out of your comfort zone. Let's get out of the box. Come on, let's go. Can I share something with you? Every time somebody has told me to get out of my box, or get out of my comfort zone, all I want to do is get back in it as fast as I freaking can. Why? Oh, I don't know. Let's apply some of that Scott logic. Common sense. It's uncomfortable, maybe? Just saying. Instead, what we want to do is we want to stay in the comfort zone. We'll stay in what kind of boring and familiar and comfortable with us and for us, and then expand a little bit. Just expand a little bit, but stay with what works for you. It's not going to be bad. People come to Florida. Hey, Scott, it's January, February in Florida. We are coming down to visit from New York. Hey, Scott, let's go to the beach. I'll go to the beach with you. Hey, Scott, let's go swimming. Oh, come on. The water's not that bad. Yeah, it is. I know you're from New York and you don't feel it like I do. If it's 85, it's cold. But I will expand my comfort zone a little bit, take my shoes off, roll my pants up, and at least get my toes nice and cold. And I'll do that. Now, will you get me to go full on? Let's get out of my comfort zone, go swimming in the water that's so cold. I'm going to stay boring, comfortable, and warm on the beach. And y'all go have fun. It's awesome. All right. Coming up tomorrow. Where should your focus be put on a day-to-day basis? Where should you put it? Hello? Where is it? I need myself one of those little air tags on my focus so I can find it with my iPhone, because sometimes y'all losing your focus, aren't you? Yeah. Talk about that. See you tomorrow.